Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Prepare to listen to the Hour of Power of Prayer, presented by Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are empowering a nation to bring healing to our nation through prayer. And now, here's Evangelist Darlene.
We appreciate you meeting with us tonight. This is the Hour of Power of Prayer here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends. And we are empowering a nation to bring healing to our nation through prayer. We invite you to get your Bibles handy so you can follow along with us when we refer to Scripture. We are a prayer ministry, and we believe God hears and answers prayer. We have been praying for many years and are here to pray with and for you. So during this program or afterwards, if you or a loved one needs prayer, call us at 904-859-1022. We believe in God's word and have seen many miracles, signs, and wonders following us because we believe that our God is a true and a living God. We believe in the power of prayer and refer to the scripture James chapter 5, verses 15 through 16. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Verse 16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We believe in the power of praise and refer to the scripture, Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We also believe in the power of prayer that brings deliverance and refer to the scripture. Luke chapter 14, verses 17 through 20. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Esaias. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it is written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Praise God. We constantly worship the Lord with our lifestyle. It's not always what we say, but it's what we do, how people observe what we do. So we worship the Lord with our lifestyle. So once again, if you need prayer, give us a call at 904-859-1022. Tonight we're going to be talking about forgiveness and reconciliation. So we believe that through forgiveness, it leads to reconciliation. So tonight, we invite you to call someone, text someone, let someone know to come, listen to the program. So let us go into the Word tonight. It is going to be, the first scripture will be Matthew chapter 18, and we will be reading verses 21 through 22. So Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 says, "Then came Peter to him, 'Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times?' Jesus saith unto him, 'I say not unto thee, until seven times, but until 70 times seven.'" The scripture is letting us know that no matter how often a person has offended us, has offended you, it doesn't matter if it's one or two or three, but 70 times seven, that's a lot of times that a person could offend you. Forgive that person. The word is telling us to forgive. When you forgive, you don't hold things against someone. There are many marriages in disarray today because husbands and wives cannot forgive each other. Sisters and brothers, moms and dads, relationships are in disarray because people cannot forgive. God wants us to forgive and let those things that are in the past be in the past. When he says 70 times 7, that means don't hold a grudge for something that happens today. You hold on to that, but you have forgiven something that happened 10 years ago. Let go of everything. Ask for forgiveness and forgive someone who has offended you. I'm bringing this today because we are going into the Christmas and the New Year's days. The days that are coming up are Christmas and New Year's, and we want people to realize that when you gather with your families, this would be a good time to reconcile with each other. There are many people in families who have not spoken to each other for years and months and days because of an art, because somebody has offended. Even on the job, you can come to a place of forgiveness and forgiving because your job will be better. You will have a better relationship with people when you forgive them and go on about your business. Even though they may not forgive you for something, you still have to do what is required of you. And I'm speaking to Christians, first of all, because we are required to follow the word of God as a child of God. It is important that we must do what God said to do. And we will be blessed. There is a blessing to forgiving and forgetting about the past. So we want to understand the word tonight to get into a place of forgiveness. If your mind is saying, well, you know what, I was put so deeply, the things that somebody did to me is so hurtful, I cannot forgive. Well, what you speak is what you get. But if you declare the word of God, the word tells us that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it shall eat the fruit thereof. That is in the book of Proverbs. And then Matthew chapter 12 and 37 says, "For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." There are times you have to go past what your flesh will dictate to you. Your flesh will tell you, well, I have been hurt deeply, and I cannot forgive. But if you are full of the Spirit of God, if you have the anointing, if you are full of the Holy Ghost will give you the unction to get past the flesh and go into the Spirit, things that be not as though they were. The Word of God is so awesome. The Word of God is so powerful. It is so good and it is so great that if you begin to just speak the Word of God, the Word says that you can speak it. When you speak it and you believe it, it shall come to pass. So you can get to a point of forgiving people who have hurt you, sisters and brothers who have been against one another for 40, 50, 30, 20 years. This is a good time for you to come together and ask for forgiveness. This is a good time to call that sister, call that brother, call that niece, call that nephew, call that mom, call that daddy, call that child, call that son, call that daughter. Even go to the next room. Some people are living in the same house and have a spirit of unforgiveness and grudgefulness and spitefulness, and there are people who have a spirit of vindictiveness, and that is not of God. God is love, and love is of God. How can you say that you love somebody and you hold a grudge against that person? Husbands and wives, your relationship will be better with each other if you would forget about the past. Yes, we are human, and we have done some things, and I have done things myself that were not of God. But I know one thing, and that's for sure. I have asked for forgiveness. Sometimes it feels hard to go and ask someone to forgive you. Your flesh will get in the way and say, well, you know what? I'm too prideful. You may not say that audibly. You may not say that specifically, but your flesh is telling you you are too prideful to go and ask somebody for forgiveness. Your life will be better. Even your health will be better if you go and ask for forgiveness and forgive those who have hurt you. Many people are sick because you cannot forgive and forget about the past. Your body is being affected by your thoughts, by the unforgiveness, by the bitterness, by the anger that is in you. If you cannot forgive people, your body, your health is going to be affected by that thing. So there is so much that is connected to the spirit of unforgiveness that you have to get to a point where you understand that I must forgive. I want to read this scripture one more time, Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 and 22. It says, then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times. So that's a lot of times that you may forgive somebody, and then the next thing you know, they're doing something else. You know, our children, and I'm bringing the children because many of us have children, and even though your child may not be a little bitty child, may not be a child in his tens or teens, it could be a child that may be in the 30s or 40s or 50s, and that child consistently does wrong. Some of us have children who have a spirit of lying, just come and lie about just about everything. There are children who do things and get themselves in trouble, and that's taxing on you. But you have to forgive them of those things and love those children. Sometimes if you just love the children and show true love, yes, children have to be punished. Yes, I know little children, especially those who are in your household, they have to be punished. They have to be disciplined, but you can forgive them for what they have done. Jesus was on the cross. He forgave the murderer. He forgave the thief. And even Stephen, when he was being stoned, he said, lay not this charge to them. He forgave those who were stoning him. Even in the midst of his death, he forgave. So if you feel like you have held on to something for such a long time because you have not been able to forgive, ask the Lord tonight to help you to forgive and to forget about the past. I tell you, I'm telling you, this is really true word. This is truth. When you forgive somebody, you go on in your life, you feel so much better. I am very thankful that God has blessed me to not have that spirit of unforgiveness and not hold grudges against people. I remember years ago, my daughter and I were at a store somewhere, and there were some things going on in the store, and I just kind of I didn't hold a grudge against that person. I went on, and my daughter said, "Mommy, you gonna let them get away with that?" I may not be saying the exact words, but she was saying, "Well, why are you letting that happen? Why are you not retaliating?" "Because I don't have time for retaliation. I don't have time to plot. I don't have time to hold a grudge. I have a joyful spirit, and I just pray that many people who are listening will ask the Lord to give you a spirit of joy. When you have a spirit of joy, you don't want anything ugly or mean or nasty to happen to anybody. You don't want to send any words of anger and bitterness towards anybody. Ask the Lord to give you some joy tonight. The joy will help you to forgive. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And with joy, the Lord says, we draw water from the wells of salvation." So I just threw that in there because I am thankful that God has given me a spirit of joy. But getting back to this word, forgive, 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 and get on with your life. Life is so short. Life is very precious. The time that you spend on this earth should be a time of love and of peace and of joy. We do have issues that come in our lives, but don't hold on to the bad stuff. Let it go. Give it to God. Ask God to help you if you can't seem to get it done on your own. Speak the word of God. Say, "Lord, help me." In fact, let's just do this now. Say, "Lord, help me to forgive whoever it is in my life that I need to forgive." Say, "Lord, help me to forgive my husband. Lord, help me to forgive my wife. Lord, help me to forgive my child for doing wrong. Help me to forgive that person who stole from me." Because God will repay whatever it is. Speaking of repay, let us go to another word. God is so good. God is so good. Over in the book of Romans, let's go to the book of Romans chapter 12. We're going to be looking at verse 19. So this is talking about God and how he will repay. So Romans chapter 12, verse 19 says, "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord.'" Vengeance belongs to the Lord. He is going to repay. You don't have to try to get even with someone. You don't have to retaliate. There are those out there who have been hurt, and you have been plotting for years. You're thinking, "My time is going to come. I'm going to repay this person for what they did to me." That is not of God. The Lord says not to avenge ourselves. Leave it to the Lord. God is the one who will repay. We're not asking God to hurt anybody, but God has watched everything in this earth realm. He sees everything, and he's the one who takes care of everything and everybody. I'm reminded of a time when someone was doing some things to me, and I was really upset about it. I went and asked my mother and daddy to pray with me. There are times you have to pray with somebody to help you to get past those things that you may be holding on to. I went and asked my mom and dad to pray with me concerning the situation I was dealing with. And the thing of it is God is the one who will take care of those things. So the situation was somebody was trying to harm me on the job. In fact, they invited me to go to leave the job if I didn't agree with what was going on. But I said, "You know what, that is not of God." And I said, "Lord, I'm just going to come back to this office. I'm going to do what is right." And I began to just love that person in spite of how that person was treating me. And the Lord moved that person away from the office, moved them to a different state, a different city. God is the one who does the work. So you keep doing what you're supposed to do in your marriage when you are in a marriage where one of the mate may not be doing what's right, the husband may be out of order, the wife may be out of order, just keep on loving that person. Keep on doing what is right, and God will do the thing that needs to be done. God will bring the change. God will avenge you of your adversary. Yes, he will do it. God said that in his word here. We just saw it. Verse 19, once again, dearly beloved, Romans chapter 12, verse 19, those who may have just joined us, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. That is the word of God straight from the Bible. The Lord is going to take care of your enemies. In fact, he will use your enemies to build you up. He will use your enemies to elevate you. But you have to do what is right. We, as the body of Christ, we must do what is right. When we do what is right, God will bless. God will take care of the situation, and you will be at peace. You will be at peace if you give it to God. So right now, we just want to thank each and every one once again for joining us. This is Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends. We believe in the word of God. We continue to pray without ceasing. If you need prayer, it doesn't matter what time of day you call us. If we are not available, we may be talking to someone else. We may be doing something else. But if you leave your phone number, we will call you back. If you leave what you want us to call about, let that be it. But if you just want to say, call me, there are times you just want to say, call me, and we will call and talk with you and pray with you. Our phone number is 904-859-1022. If you desire to email us, the email address is D as in Darlene, B as in baby, UNDAGE at yahoo.com. That's DBUNDAGE at yahoo.com. That's DBundage at yahoo.com. So we appreciate you joining us tonight. And right now I'm going to say a prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for Timothy tonight. We pray for Timothy and his wife. Lord, you know all about the situation. You know all about the circumstances. We pray for the spirit of forgiveness. We pray for the spirit of reconciliation. In the name of Jesus, we bind up and cast out every demonic spirit that has come to cause confusion. Every confusing word that has been spoken, we bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. What we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and what we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So, Satan, we declare and decree right now in the name of Jesus that you are a liar, you are the father of lies, and you are a defeated foe. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for reconciliation for Timothy and his wife. And, Lord, there are others who are going through some things right now. There are those who need to forgive and to forget about the past. There's a need for reconciliation across this land, the United States of America, where we live, not only here in the United States of America, but, Lord, even in Canada, over in Russia, Lord, in Italy, oh God. We pray, God, today for South America, Central America, Lord. There are people in various places of the world, oh God, Zimbabwe, Lord Jesus, Nigeria, Lord Jesus. We pray for Aruba, Lord. We pray across the world, oh God, in this earth realm, that people will come to a spirit of reconciliation, even those who are fighting the wars, oh God. I pray, God, today that people will be able to sit down and reconcile the differences, oh God, and come to some terms for peace, Lord. So we thank you, God, today for the spirit of peace, oh God. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem even right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that there's a war going on in the spirit, oh God. We war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against rulers of the darkness of this present world, against wickedness in high places, oh God. We pull down the strongholds through the blood and the righteousness of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Oh God, I loose the spirit of peace right now. I loose the spirit of the Holy Ghost, oh God, to move around this world, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise your holy and your righteous name. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Once again, we invite anyone who may desire prayer tonight to give us a call. Our number is 904-859-1022. So let's go to another scripture. We're going to turn to Romans chapter 8 and verse 1. And this verse says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I wanted to share this scripture because when we are operating in the Spirit of God, when you allow the Holy Ghost to speak to your heart, yes, the Holy Ghost talks to us. The Holy Ghost tells us when we are out of order with God. The Holy Ghost tells us when we are in a spirit of unforgiveness. The Holy Ghost will tell us when we are in a grudgeful spirit, in a vindictive spirit, and we will allow the Holy, if and when we allow the Holy Ghost to rule our lives. Yes, the Holy Ghost is there for us. The Holy Ghost moves in us, but we as people of God, we have a brain, and sometimes our brain overrules what the Spirit is speaking to us. Our brain, the flesh gets in the way. So we know that we must walk after the Spirit and not the flesh. Let the Spirit of the Lord in you help you to get to a place of forgiveness. God wants us to forgive and reconcile. There are children who are being adversely affected by the husbands, the wives coming against each other. The moms and the dads may not be living in the same home, and they're using the children as tools against each other, and the children are in a bad way. So you need to get to a point where you ask God to help you to do what is right. Ask God for wisdom. We need to have some wisdom to make good, sound decisions so that we will not ask God for godly wisdom. That's what I'm saying, not just wisdom of the world. We want godly wisdom so that we can have the right thoughts in our minds. When we meditate on the word, we meditate on God's word and understand what his word speaks to us, then we will be in a better position to do the work of the Father. The things that we do as people of God, we are God's disciples. All this points back to Jesus. When we do what is right, we can help others to come into the kingdom. We can help others to reconcile their situations and their circumstances. God has put me in a different type of way of doing ministry. Yes, I have done work in the pulpit, and I still do work in the pulpit. I don't have a church here in the state of Washington, but that's okay. We have a ministry where we pray every morning at 5 o'clock. I invite you, well, it's 5 o'clock on the West Coast, and it's 8 o'clock on the East Coast. So any time zone in between there, whatever time it is in your area when it's 8 o'clock on the East Coast, join us on the prayer line, because God is doing a work through the prayer line to help bring reconciliation, to bring change, to bring healing and wholeness. Healing and wholeness comes when you forgive and when you forget about things that have happened in the past. I'm telling you, many people are sick today because of the unforgiveness. If you cannot forgive the people who you see, how do you expect God to forgive you? That's a question we need to answer. We cannot expect God to forgive us if we cannot forgive those who we see. So let us not operate in the flesh, but operate in the Spirit. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, let's go over here to the book of Matthew chapter 6. And we will be looking at verse 14 and 15, I believe. Yes. Chapter 6, this is Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 says, "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." But, this is verse 15 says, "But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." The word is clear. The word is very clear. We must forgive our sisters, our brothers, people who have hurt us. Because if we cannot forgive those people in our lives, God will not forgive us. You don't want to be in a position where God can't forgive you or won't forgive you of your trespasses, because that can help cause you not, it could cause you not to make it into heaven. We don't want to be here on this earth realm, call ourselves preparing for heaven, and we can't forgive our sisters and brothers. There's some children out there who desperately are in need of moms and dads coming to them and forgiving them. There are children out there who are wandering around looking for some love because their mom and dad did not love them enough to forgive them. The forgiveness comes, love and forgiveness, I believe, go hand in hand. When you love somebody, you forgive that person. When you love somebody, you don't hold a grudge. When you love somebody, you don't want bad things to happen to those who you love. God is the one who ultimately has control of all things. And if people in your life cannot forgive you, leave it in God's hands. Do what you're supposed to do. We must all do what God has spoken for us to do, to forget about the past. There's some moms who are stressing because their children won't forgive. Yes, some of our mothers have done some crazy things. Some of our mothers out there are doing some weird things. And, yes, I've done some weird, crazy things in my life, too. But I thank God that I have been able to come and get things straight, even with my daughter. There was nothing major that I know of concerning my daughter. But if there are some issues that we have, we are able to talk to each other and reconcile. And that's what God wants. If you have a mother who you are desperately in need of to come and do some reconciliation, somebody has to make the first move. Somebody has to be willing to let go of your pride, let the flesh be put to shame, and get in the spirit of God. If you need to come and pray with us before you go and try to reconcile with somebody, give us a call. The number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. Give us a call. We will pray with you and ask God to give you wisdom on how to speak concerning the reconciliation that you must do. But the word declares that we must reconcile. We must forgive those who we know. Forgive those who have trespassed against us. And it could be 70, it's up to 70 times 7, according to the word of God, Matthew 18, 21 through 22. We read that scripture earlier. And 70 times 7, you have to forgive time and time again. Yes, there may be people who will consistently come and offend you. There may be somebody on your job who consistently offends you, even though you have tried to reconcile, you have tried to talk to them and bring about good terms between the two of you. But I have you to know there's some demonic spirits on the job. There are demonic spirits in this place where you live, wherever you live. There are demons out there that want to keep you trapped and have a spirit of unforgiveness. But you must make a declaration of the word of God that you will have a spirit of forgiveness, that you will forgive people who have trespassed against you. You will forgive people who have done things years ago. Go back into your life. Think about the things that have happened that you have held on to. Think about these things. This is a good time during this season. This is a good time. We are going into the Christmas season where we want to be full of love and of joy. When you go through Christmas and then you come to the new year and you go into the new year, don't go into the new year with unforgiveness in your heart. Get rid of the unforgiveness. Get rid of those situations that have caused you not to be able to talk to your sister, talk to your brother, talk to your mom, talk to your friend, talk to your neighbors. Neighbors have had some issues, and neighbors need to get together and reconcile so that your neighborhood will be better. Get together with your neighbors, and if they don't want to come and reconcile with you, let that be it, but you do what you must do. Make that effort and forgive them whether they accept it or not, because it's time for you to pray for your neighbors. It's time for you to pray for your neighborhood. It's time for us to get together as a body of Christ and do the work of the Father, and you cannot do it effectively when you have unforgiveness in your life. That is the word of God. We must forgive. and then our Father will forgive us of our trespasses. This is real, and this is awesome. The Word of God is awesome. Praise the Lord. Once again, we're going to go to another scripture. Over here in the book of Isaiah, we're going to be in Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. There is something wonderful when you follow the word of God. He says, let us reason together. The word is telling us to come to, as God has called us to reason with him, to come and reason to, with him. The Lord has already forgiven us of our sins as we have come and asked him to do that. So if God has called us to come and reason together, how about if we get our families together and reason with each other? Somebody needs to listen while somebody else is speaking. Two can't talk and understand what each other are saying. Don't talk over each other. Yes, we sometimes want to butt in and say our bit while somebody is trying to explain something. When you come together with the thought in your mind, we're going to come to some good terms. We're going to come to a good reconciliation today. But you have to listen. Reason with each other. Listen. Hear the other person out. Husband, don't be overbearing to your wife. Wife, don't be overbearing to your husband. Don't try to manipulate. Ask questions if you need some answers. When you ask questions, the person who you're talking to should come forth with some good answers for you. And if somebody's asking you a question, answer that person with some wisdom. Use the wisdom of God. Be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Don't come out with some venom in your voice. Don't come out with some venom in your mouth. Use some love. Use some honey when you're speaking. Honey will help to lessen the resistance from the other person from receiving what you have to say. God has given us wisdom through the Word of God on how to reconcile, how to speak to one another. Use honey. You draw somebody closer to you. You will break down some walls when you are speaking with some love instead of with some hatred in your voice. There are those I've seen conversations between people. I've seen some people having some arguments, and one person wants to say the most nasty things that they can say to the other person, and that is not going to help you bring some reconciliation into your life with your mate or with your family or with your sister or with your brother. Let go of the anger. Get rid of the bitterness. If you need to get into your prayer closet and begin to pray and ask God to give you some love in your life, get some love in your life before you go and talk to somebody. Get some love in your life. Ask God to give you some joy. Ask God to give you some peace. Get rid of the bitterness before you go and talk to somebody. Your mate doesn't want to hear the venom that's coming out of your mouth. Your husband doesn't want to hear the hatred that you have towards him, if that's the way you feel towards your husband because of something that he did. He doesn't want to hear that over and over and over repeated like a record. Get rid of that. Ask the Lord to bring some love back for your husband. Husband, go into your prayer closet and ask God to help you to forgive your wife. Ask God to cover your mind with some love. Put some love in your heart so that when you come and talk to your wife, you can talk to her and caress her and give her some peace of mind through your forgiveness of what she has done against you. This is serious business, sisters and brothers. We must get this thing right. We are going into a new year, and we do not want to go into a new year with anger, bitterness, and unforgiveness. Living in the same house and you can't speak to one another with some kindness, that is foolishness.
God wants us to love one another. If you realize, I'm speaking to marriages right now because marriages are in disarray. Marriages are messed up because of unforgiveness. If you think about how God spoke in his word, he says, two become one. So when you are married to somebody, when you're speaking evil to your wife, you're speaking to yourself. When you speak evil to your husband and mean to your husband, you're speaking to yourself because two are one. Even though you're in two separate bodies, you're still one because that's what God says, two become one. So think about it that way. Think about the fact that when you're speaking venom, that you're speaking to yourself. Do you want to speak to yourself that way? When you're angry with your mate, do you want to be angry with yourself? You're angry with yourself when you are angry with your husband and when you are angry with your wife. Isaiah chapter 1, verse number 18 says, come now and let us reason together, said the Lord, reason together. Sit down comfortable. Get people out of the way. There are sometimes you need to get away. If you need to go to the country somewhere, go to the river, go to a lake, go somewhere where there is peace. Go to a quiet place where you can reconcile with one another. Sometimes you have to get away from where you are, get away from that location that may have caused you to have that rift and that mess in your life. Get away and know that when you go away that you're going away to reconcile. If you can't do that, walk down the street, go to the park, do something. Purpose in your heart that you're going to be the one to make the change. You're the one that's going to be the one to forgive. And when you begin to forgive, then I believe that that spirit will flow to the person that you are trying to reconcile with. I do believe this word is so rich and it is so powerful and it is so important. It is very important, sisters and brothers, that we get it together right now. Husbands and wives, get it together so that your children can see the love because your children are affected by what you say and do to each other. Stop the arguing before your children, in front of your children. Stop arguing in front of your children and cursing each other out. There are saints of God who use more profanity than some people in the world who are not saved, and that is not of God. Don't curse your wife and don't curse your husband. Leave those words to those who don't know any better. We must do better because we are children of God. Don't let the enemy get in the midst of what God is doing for you. When you come to a place of reconciliation, you will be able to come against the wiles of the devil for your family. We need to reconcile so that we can come against the demonic spirits that are attacking our families. All of this that I'm sharing tonight has to do with the Spirit of God that needs to move in the world today. In this United States of America, we need to see a move of God. We need to see the Holy Ghost changing this nation that we're in. And we can't see change because there's hellish relationships. Time, sisters and brothers, to come together and get the love of God in us. It's time for us to come together and share with one another and care about one another, because if we can't change what we're doing, if we can't come to terms with each other, we certainly can't go out and try to witness to somebody and tell them that they need to change what they're doing and that they need to come and receive some love from Jesus Christ. We have to be examples of what we speak. We have to be examples of the word of God. Many people, we are epistles of God. We are the ones that people are watching and people are reading. And when you are fighting one another in public, it is so hurtful. It makes me cringe when I see husbands and wives in public, in front of people, supposed to be leaders in the churches, supposed to be saints of God. You may not be a leader, but you're out there fighting in the midst of the public, and people say, well, they're supposed to be Christians, but they're fighting one another. They're cursing one another. That is not of God. Let the spirit of the love of God be in your heart today. Let the spirit of righteousness and holiness be there for you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. All right, I want to go over here. Speaking of love, I want to read something here. This is over in the book of 1 John, First John chapter 4, and I'm going to start with verse 13. It says, "Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his spirit." We have God's spirit when we are dwelling in him and he's dwelling in us. And verse 14 says, "And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God." Sisters and brothers, have you made that confession? If you made confession that Jesus is your Lord, Jesus is your Savior, then you are in him and God is in you. And then verse 16 says, "And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God and God in him." So this is so important. When we talk about love and we talk about God, we talk about coming into the kingdom, we are God's children. We have to have the love of God in us because we are a part of his body, and we are in God, and God is in us, and we have love towards one another, and God has forgiven us. God forgave us of our sins. We must be forgivers. We must forgive as God has. And when he forgives us, he throws our sins into the sea of forgetfulness. So here in verse 17 says, "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world." As God is love, so we must have love. We are love. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, "I love God," and hateth his brother, he is a liar, for he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? Praise the Lord. And this commandment have we from him, that if he who loveth God love his brother also. That he who loveth God love his brother also. If you love somebody, don't you know that you will forgive that person? If you really, really, truly love somebody, you won't hold a grudge against that person. God loves us. He has forgiven us, and he has not kept that as a tick or a count against us. He's forgiven us, and we are going on in him. We must act the way God acts. We must imitate him. We must be imitators of our Father God. We must do what God has done. God has loved us. God is love. We are love. We must operate that way. We must let the Spirit of God that dwells in us help us to move on in our lives. Help us to move into the next year in a spirit of love, in a spirit of forgiveness, in a spirit of reconciliation. There are some people who are out there who are separated because you have some issues that you have not been able to resolve. I hope that if you're listening to this program, whatever time that you listen to it, it may not be the one that is aired on the radio. It could be the archive, but I share this with you. If you're listening and you're separated from your mate, ask the Lord to help you to get it right, get it straight, so that you can reconcile and come back together. That's what God would have you to do. Husbands who are stubborn, we come again. In fact, let me just pray about that stubborn spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Wives, stubborn too. Lord God Almighty. Dear Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Lord, we know that there are some families out there who have a spirit of stubbornness and just don't want to give any ground. Father, I come against that spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree that every wicked demon, every demonic spirit that has brought stubbornness into the family, into the husband, or into the wife, they have made it a purpose in their heart that they will not forgive for what has been done. They will not forgive the wrong that has been done against them. I bind up that spirit right now. in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I loose the spirit of yielding to the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, have your way right now. Holy Spirit, move in the hearts right now. Take away the stony heart, Lord, and give the heart of flesh, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, every stubborn thought, O God, in the name of Jesus, I bind it up and cast it into the abyss where Jesus was sended, and I loose the anointing of the Holy Ghost, O God, to bring love, to bring joy, to bring reconciliation, to bring forgiveness, O God, and wisdom, Lord. Oh, God, I pray today, O God, that the wisdom of the word, O God, will help to bring about change, O God. I thank God today that the people will be harmless as a dove, O God, wise as a serpent, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, we bring down that stronghold of stubbornness. In the name of Jesus, it is destroyed by the power and the authority of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I'm rejoicing, oh God, because I know, God, today that you have done a work in these marriages. You have done a work in these families, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I can sense that there's some joy, Lord. I can sense that there's some smiles coming on the faces, oh God. I can sense that there's some laughter coming into the hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We don't know, God, today that when laughter comes, oh God, that laughter... Laughter doeth good like a medicine, Lord, and brings about change, Lord. And we thank you for it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, it is done. It is done. It is done. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord, and we thank you for it. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank God today that you are listening in to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. And we believe that God is doing a work even as we're going through the scriptures, as we're going through this hour. This is an hour of empowerment. You're empowered to make change in your life. You're empowered to bring healing to the masses as you get your life right. When the husbands and wives come together and they have a spirit of reconciliation, a spirit of love, then you can come together against the wiles of the devil, the tricks and the schemes. When you see the enemy trying to come back in, then you will be vigilant. You will be ready to come against him, and you will resist that devil, and the devil will flee. So we just thank God today for what he has done through this, the ministry that we have. And we invite you once again, we're going to invite you to come and join us at 5 o'clock. I'm sorry, it is, well, 8 o'clock on the East Coast time. It's 8 o'clock a.m. Monday through Friday. We have a prayer line, and you're invited to come and join us because God is moving so quickly. We have been praying, and God has shown us some things that are coming up. And we are last week, God gave us a word, and this was on Monday, and then I believe Tuesday, and then on Friday, some awful things happened. But God had put us in position to pray and to let people know that we must be ready because we don't know what is coming down the pike, and I mean, when it's coming, but God reveals these things so that we can be in our prayer closet. So you come and pray with us and be in agreement with us. And even if you can't make it, just be in agreement with in the spirit that we are coming against the wiles of the devil, and we are believing that people are coming to Jesus Christ. In fact, if there's somebody listening or you have a family member who is not saved, you can invite them to come and listen in to this this radio program and also our prayer line. Listen in, and they can get saved because you don't have to be in a church to get saved. You don't have to be in a specific place to get saved. You can get saved if you're out on a mountain, if you're in the valley, if you're on the in the country road, wherever you are, on a river, in the lake. You could be somewhere that nobody is there with you, but if you feel the unction to get saved, you can just repeat this prayer. This is the prayer to pray. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins, all my trespasses, and all my iniquities. I confess with my mouth, and I believe in my heart that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. He has ascended into heaven, and I thank you, Jesus, that you are now my Lord. Help me, Father, to live a righteous life. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God. Amen. Now, if you repeated that prayer, the angels are rejoicing over each and every person who has come into the kingdom. And we pray tonight that you will find a good Bible teaching church in your region. If you can't find a Bible teaching church, or even if you do, you can still join us and be empowered to do the work of the Father, to tell others about Jesus and his love, because there are many people who still don't know Jesus as their Savior. Many have heard of Jesus Christ, but they have not come yet. So we're praying tonight that you will become a mighty warrior in the kingdom and that you will do the work of the Father. Right now, we just don't want, we're coming to the end of this hour, and we invite you to call us at any time at 904-859-1022. You can write us at 6211 South 249th Street, and the suite number is D as in Darlene 207. That's in Kent, K-E-N-T, Washington. The zip is 98032. You can email us at dbundage@yahoo.com. That's dbundage@yahoo.com. Once again, you have listened to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends, and we invite you to come back next week, listen in to what God is doing and what God can do for you. We know that God wants each and every one of us to have a spirit of forgiveness, and we want each and every one who is listening to be equipped to help someone to get their healing, their deliverance, or their breakthrough. So you're invited each and every week to come and join us, and during the week, Monday through Friday, our conference call number is 641-7. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com.
prayerpraisedeliverance.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.